Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And good afternoon, everyone. It is 1 o'clock on the 23rd day of October, 2012. This is Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and you are tuned in to the live presentation of We Get Results with your host, Mary Singer Albertson.
Thanks, Annette. I'm really happy to be with you today, and I'd like to just say a word about We Get Results first, and then we're going to have a very special guest coming on in just a bit, who is Congressman John Conyers, Jr. of Detroit, and I'm just honored to think that he would want to be part of We Get Results. So We Get Results is called that because getting results means getting involved. And I'm highlighting some important issues and how ordinary citizens can get involved in changing the world. And one of the best ways I've found that one person can make a difference is with the organization called Results. We're a volunteer citizens lobby to create the political will to end hunger and the worst aspects of poverty. So we lobby Congress for increased funding for humanitarian aid, both in the United States and globally. So we are just really enjoying this. I've been doing this since Marianne Williamson introduced me to it in about 2003. And we actually go and lobby the congressional offices to let them know what we need to try to work on hunger and poverty. So I think what we're going to do first while we're waiting for Congressman Conyers is that we're going to go to one of our volunteer activists, Betty Appleby, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what the event that we just had on Friday night, which was a wonderful fundraiser, and she was the MC, and she did a great job, and we just are really pleased how our event went, and Betty's going to tell you a little bit about it. Welcome, Betty.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate you having me on this afternoon. I am very, very excited about the fact that the event that we had on last Friday night at Renaissance Unity was so successful. I started off by saying, what a crowd we have. And it was like standing room only. And the fact that I was the MC gave me a different view of an audience when we were discussing the mission of Results International. We provided a quick video on everyday heroes, and that's basically what we are and what we do throughout the United States. I understand there's over 6,000 activists in the United States, and then we are global activists as well. I was very struck by the fact that Mary Ann was passionate about a specific area on Friday evening. And she really shared with us what we should be focusing on, result of results, and that is to end poverty, not only in the United States, but in the world. I became involved with Results because I was a member of Renaissance Unity at the time. Mary Ann was the senior minister there. And, of course, I ran into Mary, who's the consummate volunteer, and she asked me to become involved, and since that time, I have been attending the annual conferences each year. And this is a conference that if you become involved, you never want to miss. I appreciate the fact that I'm involved because it gives me a strong sense of responsibility and actually obtaining results with groups of people who are advocates to end poverty and hunger in the world. And it sounds like an altruistic project, but really, if we each do something to make a difference, and then collectively we will see results. Mary Ann was very adamant about the ending hunger and poverty, especially in the United States. Of course, there's overseas in Africa, India, and all of the developing countries. However, in the United States, our children are not starving, but we do have a high number of young people, children, who are going hungry every day. So to indicate that the conference or the evening with Mary Ann was a success, she advocates love in all things, consciousness, is a very critical thing in our time now, because we are at the beginning of a new era and a new millennium and the first century of that millennium. And her feeling is that activism is absolutely necessary, but activism with love. And she often quotes Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and of course his motto was, if you have nothing that you're willing to die for, then you're not worth living. So this is some of what we do when we meet monthly. We gather nationally by phone, and we have a speaker, which keeps us focused on our objectives, which are to advocate and to lobby our congresspeople. And I'm happy to hear that Congressman Conyers is going to be on today, because he has been with us year after year and a very strong advocate for ending hunger and poverty and signing bills, as well as the fact that we are able to go on the Hill, the Capitol, and visit with the congressmen and the senators. It is an exhilarating experience, because you get a chance to walk the halls of Congress and the Senate and to participate, which is what we should be doing, because we are the constituents and they work for us. So I'm just really proud to participate in this activity, and will continue to do so, and hopefully individually I can make a difference, as well as the Michigan group, we would make a difference in the world.
Hi, Betty. This is Annette. I'm Mary's producer. One of the things that I'm curious to know about, as someone who is not directly connected to results,
it can also lobby and do the same.
I'm sorry, Mary. Mary, your mic must have been off at some point. That's why I jumped in. There seemed to be a problem, but we're glad to have you back now. Please go ahead.
No, I was just. Yes, I did see that happened, and I put the speaker back on. I just wanted to tell Betty that we all really appreciated the work she did at the event, and you know, all of us were just so excited about letting new people know about what we do, and later on we'll give you the information again about what the next national conference call, when it's going to be. It's actually going to be on Saturday,
November 10th.
And we'll give you some information on who to contact about that later. So thanks a lot for being on, Betty, and we will talk more later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we appreciated that from Betty, and we're still looking. We're still waiting for Congressman Conyers. Let's see here. I wanted to... Also, I'm going to have him talk a little bit about the Marianne event, because he came to that, and he's always been a really big supporter of results and about and of Marianne Williamson. So I think what we'll do is we have another guest that's going to be coming on, who is a employee of results, or she's a very special part of results nationally. And I think we'll start with Lisa Marshall, and then we will just see what happens when we see the light for Congressman Conyers coming on. So, Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Lisa is she is part of the National Staff of Results, and she's the Global Grassroots Associate. And Lisa, I'm hoping that you can tell us a little bit about what you do with results and what the purpose of results is, since this is only our second show, and how we have become able to be a positive effect on millions of lives around the world. So what do you have for us, Lisa?
Oh, well, thanks again, and thanks for highlighting results. We think that we are one of the best-kept secrets around, and we hope that we're not a secret for very much longer. You can't really substitute the kind of enthusiasm that you and Betty and our other grassroots bring to bear, but it's my privilege on the staff to be part of the support team that helps to offer our grassroots advocates the resources, the tools, the information, the coaching, the support that they need to do their work. There's a lot of moving parts in advocating for the end of poverty. We don't come to this often as experts in the issues. We come to it with a heart for wanting change, a heart wanting something better, and we want to know how to get started and to employ our own talents and our own gifts to that work, regardless of our profession, regardless of where we live. And so we at Results are committed to creating the political will to end hunger and the worst aspects of poverty. And a piece of that is, a very important piece of that, is empowering everyday people to exercise their political will. And so we are all the time learning about the issues of poverty and what sustainable solutions will work. And then asking our nation, asking our national leaders to support those things. We typically look at solutions of poverty that fall under three categories, whether our volunteers work on domestic poverty or poverty abroad. We look at what would work in terms of health, education, and economic opportunity. And we try to get behind that. On the global side, that means that we're asking for smarter choices, more compassionate choices around poverty solutions within foreign aid, how we're spending our foreign aid dollars to really get more bang for our buck and save more lives, dealing with what's happening with health, education, and economic opportunity. And so all of our folks, you know, we get coached on the issues, we get behind the scenes information, what's really happening and what those solutions look like. Oftentimes that comes in the form of a bill that we can support. Sometimes it comes in the form of media pressure and media conversation on editorial pages. Sometimes it involves enrolling other people in our community so we can make our voice louder and larger. And that's what our folks all over the country are up to, and it's really exciting. We're in a growing phase right now. We have groups in 32 states, and we're on the move to cover all 50 so that there would be a results opportunity for anyone in any state to get involved. You don't have to have a PhD in public health to get involved. You just have to have a passion, a little bit of extra time, and a lot of heart, and that's really the hallmark, I think, of the results advocate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we certainly appreciate your support. There's just so much support from all the results people that are working with us on global and domestic issues, and we certainly appreciate all of the support you give us. The office always has all the right answers and is able to send out media packets and packets for the Congress people, and we really appreciate all of that from you. I'm wondering if you could talk just a little bit about what is happening right now, possibly about what we've done to try to help Muhammad Yunus get the Congressional Gold Medal or something on that in that area.
Sure. Let me give you a couple of examples. You know, as I mentioned, we're usually working under three themes at any given time. We're looking at what's going to work and what we need to support for health, education, and economic opportunity. On that economic opportunity piece, we love microfinance, and that's where Dr. Muhammad Yunus and Grameen Bank play in. We've been connected with them since the mid-'80s, before microfinance was a very well-known concept. And over time, we knew that the microfinance model was a sustainable, powerful, compassionate solution, and we wanted to make sure that our foreign aid investment prioritized microfinance, and because we knew that that was going to get the results that we wanted. And we wanted to give the microfinance story a platform. And so we worked hard to get legislation passed that would give Dr. Yunus a Congressional Gold Medal, which not only is that a wonderful affirmation of his work, and the Grameen Bank, he and Grameen Bank are 2006 Nobel Prize winners for their work on microfinance. But it would give him a platform to speak about the power of microfinance and why that's such a good investment for foreign aid dollars. And so we continue to support that model and other microfinance institutions that are working to be the best that they can be, to offer microfinance in an accountable, transparent way and prioritize getting the money to the hands of women and families. We know that women are often the, kind of the economic gatekeepers of the family. And so that's a piece that we are very proud of. The other thing that I wanted to mention was our current work, to give you a snapshot of what our activists are up to right now on our education campaign. We like to employ kind of a comprehensive strategy. We like to look at the issues from a lot of angles. So we're working on getting kids into school, such an essential thing, so that anybody has a fighting chance to have a healthy, long life. We know that education, it's a building block for a safer, more sustainable world. So we're looking at this through multiple lenses. We know that the time is right to work on this. The young girl, Malala, who was attacked in Pakistan, you know, standing up for the rights of girls to get an education. You know, we know that this opportunity is under threat for not just girls but boys as well. And so we are looking at a number of things. We're looking at promoting the Education for All Act in the House of Representatives. This would give space for the support of this wonderful multilateral institution called the Global Partnership for Education. The Global Partnership for Education allows developing nations to help craft a plan that's going to work for their nation, craft a plan that works for them to get kids into school and get them the education that they need. And that Global Partnership for Education, we've had a preliminary pledge to that as the United States, and we've recently, our activists got 70 signers onto a letter that went straight to Secretary of State Clinton saying, we need to up the ante next year. Next year, we need $125 million to go to the Global Partnership for Education. We're also, our activists are very hard at work, not just getting co-sponsors for the Education for All Act, not just getting signers on the letter to Secretary of State Clinton asking for more education money for the Global Partnership, but also holding the World Bank accountable. We've got activists all over the country who are writing powerful letters to the editor and powerful op-eds, asking the World Bank to hold fast to its original pledge to support money going to basic education. So we coach our folks to take all of those different tactics, working directly with members of Congress, working with the media, working with their community to raise their voice and push these priorities forward. It's really exciting. If you want to dig deep into these issues and really get into them and really make a difference on the Hill, we try to offer that.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Lisa, for getting into that. And I think I'm looking at our brochure now that we give out to new people, and it occurred to me maybe to just have you mention how we get people involved as far as attending meetings or having them receive a global update, and kind of what are the options that they could do if they would like an update as what we're working on or what's happening in Congress?
Yes. Thanks for asking that question. You can always go to our website, www.results.org. You can also reach out directly to me. I am happy to field original, questions right off the bat and then refer you to another staff member that you might want to talk to. So if you were to email lmarchal@results.org, we can get you started. There's an easy way for you to start receiving our weekly newsletter called our Weekly Update that gives you a snapshot of what our activists are working on and gives you up-to-the-minute tools, actions that you can take right then and there, as well as kind of a long view of what we've been working on. You can also go to our website or email me to find out if there's a group in your area. In 32 states, we've got groups, so we can tie you in with a group in your town. If there is not a group in your town, never fear. You can be an activist with us. You can be what's called a free agent. We have national calls once a month for our free agents who are working in a town where there's no group, they're working on the same issues as everyone else and are getting support. So those are ways that you can immediately get involved. Like I said, you can request to get our weekly update. You can request to be put in touch with your local group. And you can check out, you can even go to our website and take an action right then and there. The heart and soul of results is relationship. And so we want to get you in connection with a nearby group or with our staff so that you could be supported as a free agent. That's really what makes results results. But there's nothing keeping you from taking an action online and getting a taste for that and getting started right away. So check us out online, or again, you can email me directly at lmarchal@results.org.
Okay, well, Lisa, thank you so much for helping us out with that, and we appreciate you so much. And next summer for our Results International Conference, we already know that Marianne Williamson is going to be presenting, and also the father of microfinance, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, Professor Muhammad Yunus. So we are so excited about that. So we really appreciate you coming on, Lisa, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks to you, and thanks for your listeners for listening, and check us out. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Okay, well, I see it looks like Congressman Conyers is on the line, so I'm going to open the mic for him or for them to get him. And is this the congressman's office?
This is the congressman, and this is his office, John Conyers. Good afternoon.
Congressman Conyers, thank you so much for being on the call. You are our very special honored guest, and I'm going to introduce you just a little bit. We are just so happy. He has been a member of Congress since 1964. He is the dean and founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus. And the focus of his platform has always been social justice and economic opportunity. He's a peacemaker and an advocate for the poor and a friend and a leader on results issues. And I'm so honored that you wanted to be a part of We Get Results today. And so welcome, Congressman Conyers, to the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here because it was so refreshing to hear Ms. Williamson again, because she combines how we pragmatically deal with the complex budget issues, but still have a humanitarian perspective as we go through the great work that we're doing. And it is so, we've got to get more of that in. And one of the things that I wanted to propose is that we figure ways to get Ms. Williamson before committees and the Progressive Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus. We now have an Asian Pacific Caucus. We should have a meeting with Nancy Pelosi herself, and I think that this will inculcate some of our deeply held principles into others, and that they will begin thinking of it, and that if we get it on a regular basis, they'll know that every year when the budget and related considerations come up, they know that results and Williamson and all of our supporting members are going to be thinking of it from that perspective.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's so important, and I know one of her main focuses she's mentioned on her new event coming up in November, Sister Giant, is to try to get the humanitarian values and focus back into politics. And so that just seems like something that's missing quite a bit right now. And you would be the perfect person to work on that, Congressman Conyers, and we have been just so happy that you will meet with us and you will listen to us and help us with whatever it is that's helping to work for the poor and end poverty. So we really appreciate that, and I think, you know, I think talking about Sister Giant that Marianne was talking about the other night, she had, you know, it's called Sister Giant, Women, Nonviolence, and Birthing a New American Politics. And it's so exciting and important. It's November 10th and 11th in L.A., or you can live stream it. And a lot of the things she's focusing on are the things that results in Congressman Conyers have high on their priority level, one of which was is the extremely high rate of child poverty in the United States, which now is 23.1% of children, and only Romania has a higher child poverty level than we do. Excuse me. So many children are going to bed hungry, and there's about 1 in 4 children in the U.S. that are food insecure. And I'm sure, Congressman Conyers, that it's higher than that in your district of Detroit.
You're absolutely right. And my first decision is to close that door, is to get to for me to resolve whether I can go out there. And I know I may be the only male congressman there, but to be in Los Angeles on those 2 days in November to actually, and I'll probably bring a staffer with me, or if I can't do that, I'll just try to tape it from the video presentation.
Mm-hmm. It's the live streaming is all weekend. And, you know, I've been telling people it's probably the most important and the most inexpensive conference they would ever go to, because Marianne's so adamant about letting people know about this and trying to help in the U.S. and the world that even going to L.A. the whole weekend for the conference is $50. And that's just unbelievable. And then the live streaming, I believe, for the whole weekend might be $35. And Marianne's always said, no one will be turned away for lack of funds. So if that doesn't work for you, you can contact her at marianne.com, and I'm sure that she can help with that also. On Sunday of the weekend, she's having a group from Yale University come in to talk to women who are thinking about running for office and actually showing them how to run a campaign, which is, like, unbelievable that you could get that kind of help. And sure. We now know, and you know, Congressman, from being there a long time, that there's only 16.8% women members of Congress, which is, you know, unbelievable, because in other countries, even the poor countries, have 40% to 50% women in their government. And I don't know. What do you think about that? Why do you think that we're so low with women in Congress?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because I have an optimistic analysis, and that is because there have been so many opportunities opening up since I've come to Congress that many women are choosing other alternatives, and that's the number is still higher, much higher than it was when I first started. There were just a handful. There weren't even double digits. So I think the glass ceiling is being cracked little, and that's why that's happening. But I think this number is still on the rise.
Well, hopefully, it's something that Marianne is just so passionate about, and I'm hoping that so far it looks like there's only about 4 states that someone hasn't signed up for in the whole United States to be part of Sister Giant. So it just goes along so much with the other things that Results is doing. And I guess I'm trying to, under the poverty part, too, I'm wondering why you think the members of Congress, some members, not you,
some members of Congress can justify cutting programs like food stamps and Head Start, which would, at least in Head Start, you get two meals a day for the poor preschoolers, when it's been proven that this is one of the most effective programs, feeding the preschoolers, teaching their parents important parenting skills, and actually results with one of the people that advocated for Head Start back when, I believe it was President Bush, was thinking of trying to cut it out altogether. So why do you think that members of Congress can figure that we can spend billions of dollars on defense and other things and let our children go hungry?
Well, to me, all of our work is just a matter of putting our priorities in the budget. You've heard the saying before that the budget is a moral document, and there are members that are don't have any problem keeping the military. Well, you heard Mr. Romney.
Yes.
He said he wants to add $2 trillion to the military, and President Obama keeps reminding him that the military hasn't asked for that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, to me, there's nothing mysterious about that. There are those that are always ready to worsen the plight of the people at the bottom of the economic barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could I take a minute, and I don't mind you interrupting me at all, but I've got some documents I'm going to send you.
Okay.
And the first is a one-pager that just breaks down the defense, the welfare, and other spending, and I would appreciate, you know, you calling me back and setting up another discussion about it.
Of course.
The second document is a letter to. Oh, no, this one I'm not going to use. The second document is dated September 24th of this year, in which 20, 30 of us members of Congress sent to Majority Leader Reid and to Pelosi and to Speaker of the House Boehner, in which we set forth a hard look at our budget and try to make difficult choices about our priorities, but not making choices that hurt the most vulnerable Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That should not increase poverty in America or put children and families at a greater risk of falling through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we set this as a kind of a guide. So I'm going to send you that. That's document number two.
That sounds great. We'd love to meet with you on that.
Yeah, and then I've got another one. Let's see how many. Oh boy, we got a bunch of signatures. Here are 20, 30 members again. This is the third one is dated March 20th, 2012, and it goes to the subcommittee of Labor, Health, and Human Services to Rosa DeLauro, our member, and Danny Rehberg, the chairman of the committee. And what we're saying, the 30 or so of us, is that we request that you include $825 million increase for child care and development block grants and a $325 million increase for Head Start and a $20 million increase for grants for infants and families under IDEA.
Yes.
And we say in here, Head Start is central to our country's effort to help low-income children at kindergarten ready to succeed. It combines early education, health care, social services, and nutrition services with a strong focus on parent involvement and support and builds on the strength of local communities. And I think that sort of sets the tone. And so those are, finally the last one is a letter to protect and extend the anti-poverty child tax credit.
Yeah,
going to our congressional leaders. And what we say that a key anti-poverty measure that must be prioritized is protecting and extending the vital improvements to the child tax credit.
Uh-huh.
It's a critical program and one of the largest income assistance programs directed toward families with children. If it's not extended, millions of low-income families with children will lose much or all of their child tax credit, and many will fall into deeper poverty. And this hits incomes between $12,000 and $16,000, if you can imagine people, families trying to get by on that small amount of money. So that sets us up for a meeting in Washington. It sets us up for Sister Giant in L.A. I'm going to be coming at you through live streaming, and I also would like to see if I can get a copy of Miss Williamson's remarks, or at least the tape, so that I can transcribe it.
You mean from Friday night, or from the Sister Giant?
No, from Friday, from her presentation that she made in Washington.
Oh, in Washington. Okay. Well, thank you.
Were we in Washington? No, this was in Detroit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the one was last Friday that you came to.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll be able to get you one. You'll be able to get one for sure. I don't know if we'll get one, but we'll be able to get you one for sure.
Well, I would appreciate it because I want to really reflect on it and maybe pull some more things to discuss out of it.
Well, that's fabulous. And everything you said, all the letters and everything you're working on is exactly what Results is working on domestically. And it's absolutely perfect. So we will be happy to do everything that we can to support you. And I hope that when people go out to vote now for their November voting, and obviously they have to vote, but make sure that you are supporting candidates that support this type of legislature that will help the poor and help the hungry and people in poverty. And we can't just go out and say anymore, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, so I'm voting for so-and-so. You've got to look at what these people are thinking. What are they thinking? Or do we even know what they're thinking? I'm not sure.
That's what we'll be going into in greater detail, because it gives us a chance to expose people who don't relate to our goals, and let people know where they are, and without being overly offensive to challenge them to explain why their position is so contrary to what it is our goals are. And so I've got with me my district director, Yolanda Lipsy, and she's been in on all of this. So if I happen not to be in, you can talk to her as well.
Great.
Say
yes,
hello.
I know. Oh, Yolanda. We'll be happy to talk to Yolanda. And we're just always so thrilled that we're able to see you, Congressman Conyers. And just one little thing that happened that I thought was so great was the last time we came to your office and you were coming to meet with us and something happened. So it delayed you and you didn't think you were going to be able to come. So you called in and you said, "Hi, this is Congressman Conyers." And I said, "Hi, Congressman, it's Mary Albertson from Results." And you said, "When are we going to get to meet?" And I said, "Well, we're sitting in your conference room right now, but we've heard that you're so busy that we might not see you." And you took and you said, "Oh, okay." Well, then you just like took off and came right over there and were there in like 15 minutes. And we were just amazed and thrilled and honored. And we just thank you for your outstanding and continued support of Results Issues. And so that's, you know, that's how we feel about you. We love you.
Mary, if you have any receptions or holiday events or anything that we can participate in, or if you and I meet, and I hope we do, and figure out some kind of social events, where we can invite people who don't know much about it, and just, you know, get some people warmed up about this. I'd like to do that between now and the beginning of the next year.
I will be happy to do anything that you'd like me to do, anything and everything. We just appreciate you so much, and I will be in touch with Yolanda. I think that, you know, like we just said, we have to really be careful when we're voting this time and find people that care about everyone. And I know that, and I'm not sure, maybe this isn't right, but I had heard at one point that the cuts for the Romney budget were going to be something like 62% out of the social areas for the poor, and I don't know if that's right or not, so maybe you know. But
well,
I was just
so large that you'd say he couldn't be that bad. But we'll be checking that 62% figure.
No. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong with that, but I guess I just keep thinking, why are we helping billionaires with their taxes and all the money that we could also be spending that is spent on political campaigns that Marianne wants to work on also could be feeding the 20,000 children dying every day of starvation in the world. So we want to work on the global issues too, and I know that that's another focus for you as far as TB and AIDS and malaria, and so we're working on.
Yeah, the world's doing a great job, aren't they?
Pardon me?
The Global Fund is doing a great job.
Yes. They're in about 140 to 150 countries now, and they're doing a great job. And we're going to be having the next show is going to be on a little bit on World AIDS Day and AIDS in November when I have the next show, because we partnered up with Detroit last year and had a great event in Detroit about World AIDS Day and how we can really end AIDS.
What
so
date
that's
is that?
The World AIDS Day, I believe, is December 1st, and we will be, I'm not sure if that's the exact day that the event will be on, depending on if it's on the weekend. I haven't looked at that yet. But we will let you know for sure and see if there's something you'd like to be part of. And so we're so happy that you've been in Congress for, what, 48 years, I think?
Yeah, 47. Maybe 40. The end of the year will turn into 48,
and made such a positive difference in Michigan and the U.S. and the world. And you know, do you have any, like, final thoughts that you would like to give the listeners?
Well, I just would like to meet with you after the Sister Giant event, and then we would and to review that with you in person, and then to start getting your notion as to how we ought to conduct the activities around December 1st, World AIDS Day.
Yes, that'd be wonderful. So we will do that. And
yes.
We thank you so much for being on the program. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just have a good week, and let's everybody keep the faith, and let's keep moving ahead. And as Ms. Lipsy said, the most important thing that we can do now is to make sure everybody votes. And
right.
If there's early voting in anybody's area, please vote. I voted already. We won, and in Michigan, as you know, with 18 proposals and 4 pages, you want to get as many people in to vote as possible. And by the way, that's the strongest political tool that we have in our democratic bag of weapons. That's it.
Yeah.
Voting. If you're working in this and not voting, then it's like you're working with one arm behind your back.
Yes, and we have, people have struggled so hard, especially for the women's suffragettes and everything about getting us the vote, that wasting it is really a shame.
Sure.
And the other thing they mentioned, too, was when we do vote, that there's more than just the partisan part of the ballot. There's the bipartisan part where you're voting for, like, the Michigan Supreme Court justices and things like that that make huge decisions, and we have to make sure that we're using the whole entire part of the ballot and not just the part where you put in you're a Democrat or Republican and vote that way.
Exactly. Mary Albertson, you should be a candidate for the Nobel Prize. You're doing great work. I'm sure that our dear friend is, our leader is as proud of you as I am.
Oh, thank you so much, Congressman Conyers, and we are so proud of you. We're so proud that you're in Michigan, and you have made a difference for so long, and we know that you will continue to make a difference in Congress. And thank you for calling in, and we get results. We'll be back with you again soon.
Beautiful. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
The discussion.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my. I'm just so honored and thrilled that Congressman Conyers called in. And he's so supportive, and there's so many things that we can do now that he's opened that up. And everything that he's doing is great work for the poor people and the children in Michigan and the poor. And I'm going to get back with him right away and talk about what we can do about that, and then maybe we can have him back on the program again. So I'm just taken aback by the whole thing. I'm just so excited. And so that was wonderful, and we don't really have too much time left. So I have a few things I was going to mention to you, and I want to thank all my guests for being here with us today and remind listeners to go to the results website or contact me for information about how you can be the change. And in the famous Marianne Williamson quote from her most famous book, A Return to Love, that was number one on the New York Times bestseller list for 35 weeks, most of us know it. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And I am powerful beyond measure. And you are powerful beyond measure. And the Sister Giant Weekend will teach you how to be powerful and use your power to be the change that you want to see in the world. So I'm going to read you one little portion of what Marianne's had to say on, about her Sister Giant presentation, and that is New Consciousness, New Politics, Sister Giant. On November 10th and 11th, 2012, there will be a special event in Los Angeles calling all Americans who are interested in starting a new, nonviolent political conversation. Our task is to help create a politics that honors the heart rather than betraying it, a politics that people on a spiritual path would see as a vessel for, not an impediment to, our search for higher consciousness.
If you're concerned about the over-influence of moneyed interest on American democracy, the high rate of child poverty in the United States and throughout the world, the high rate of incarceration in America, and the underrepresentation of women in our political leadership. If you are ready to take a next step in your evolutionary journey, not only as a person, but a citizen, with the audacity not only to hope, but to actually wield power, we hope to see you at Sister Giant. Together we will create a blueprint for a new movement in American politics, unabashedly spiritual and unapologetically progressive, by which we help right the teetering ship of American democracy. Go to www.sistergiant.com, November 10th and 11th in Los Angeles. I'll be there, and email me if you're going to be there so I can meet you there. And if you can't do that, live streaming, it works. So thank you again, everyone, for calling in. I also want to thank Congressman Conyers again for his outstanding continued support of results issues. We so appreciate having you on the air. And where's my list? Going back to after the Sister Giant one. I want to send love and blessings, and thank you so much for listening. The show will be available in the archives for anyone you know who wants to create the political will to end hunger and the worst aspects of poverty and find out what we can do in Detroit, in Michigan, in the U.S., and in the world to help all children. Because one thing I've learned through Marianne Williamson is all children are our children. And this life, it's not about you. It's about what you can do for other people. Love is the answer. Love is all there is. So thank you so much. I would like to invite Annette to come on and give some information about contacting me and some other things. And we will talk to you again next month, hopefully about the end of AIDS. Thank you. And Annette?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mary. That was an absolutely fabulous program, and how wonderful that Congressman Conyers got to join us, Betty joined us, Lisa joined us, and as always, you're giving us tremendous information about how we can make a difference. I know there is a local group here in the Detroit area, here in Michigan, so when we decide that we want to become part of Results, Mary, and we reach out, we're going to get to work with people such as yourself and such as Betty Appleby, because you are local. You are local contacts. And I think I'm going to bring Betty on here just quickly again, because I think this is so important. Betty, you and Mary work so hard and so steadfastly in the Detroit metropolitan area on behalf of Results. What would be the one thing that you would say to the person who is somewhat hesitant? Betty, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say to them that this is an opportunity to make a difference, and a really serious difference, because it's being documented, and everything that is being documented goes into a national archive, so that I would say they were creating a legacy in their lives for their families.
Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. And Mary, what about you? How would you? Because there are some people who are so hesitant to get involved, for whatever reason. What would you say to the hesitant person about becoming part of Results, especially in the Detroit area?
Well, I think that, you know, all of us start out, we think, you know, how could I possibly make a difference? Who in Congress would possibly listen to me? But what we've found, because we've lobbied on the Hill in D.C. with the Congress people, is that sometimes they'll say things like, you elected us and then you abandon us. You're not even telling us what you want us to do. And a lot of them do want to know what to do, especially on certain bills. And we've had Congress people that we didn't think were necessarily totally on our side with all issues have even called our group and said, what does Results think of this bill? Because I'm not sure how I should vote on it. So we research things. We have all kinds of help from the D.C. office. And what they do is they have calls for brand new people to be on, and they tell them, you know, what to do and how they can help. All we do to start out, like with the Results group, is we may invite someone to our national conference call on a Saturday afternoon, and they come and they listen to the call, and we usually have someone on the call, like a member of Congress or Archbishop Desmond Tutu or someone from UNICEF or the global economist Jeffrey Sachs, and we just all listen. And, of course, we have snacks because that's very important. And they listen on the call. They get a very short little 1 to 2 minute laser talk that they can call their congressperson. And, you know, when you first call, you don't get to talk to the congressperson. You talk to whoever answers your phone, and you just tell them what your request is and ask them to get back to you because you're a constituent. And that's about all it is. But we have lots of training, and it's just really, really a joy, and it's really the joy of my life. It's more like you live to give after you find out what you can really do. And so it's, I would just tell anyone to give me a call or to give me a message on Facebook, and I'll give you my number to call. And Betty and I will see you at a meeting in Detroit, or we will let you know how to contact someone in your city. But I know that you'll think results is the way, and results always says, peace begins when hunger ends, and we're working on that. So we're very proud.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, and I will be happy to deliver your information in the closing of the program and reminding everybody that this program is heard live the third Tuesday of every month here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and we are available to you via www.bodymindspiritradio.com. And because we have so much wonderful information to share, when you go there, you will actually find all, by the way, that's the fourth Tuesday. I misspoke, and I knew I was doing that. So it's the fourth Tuesday of every month. I'm like, oh, my God, why did I just say that? I know better than that. I schedule the shows. But it's the fourth Tuesday of every month, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, when you go there, you can join Mary's host page as well as catch all the archive shows. So we are thrilled to have you do that. We love to know that people are listening. And Betty, thank you so much. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always, always, always a pleasure to serve on behalf of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and its hosts. We would like to remind you that if you are looking for more information regarding results in your area, it is www.results.org, and that will put you in touch with either a group within your immediate vicinity, or as Lisa spoke so eloquently, you can work as, you know, a free agent. You can be somebody that they'll just keep in touch with you, and they have special ways of doing that, so that is results.org. We also invite you to pay attention to the fact that the next National Results Conference is November 10th, and Mary Singer Albertson is the person to get in touch with. You can do that in many, many ways, not the least of which is to go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and comment on her host page. Mary also invites you to see her on Facebook, Mary Singer, just like somebody with a microphone, Albertson, and you can get all the information you need on the next National Conference of Results, as well as joining Results and becoming a part of it. And Mary Ann Williamson invites you to her next big event, and that would be all about Sister Giant, and that is coming up in November in California. If you cannot attend the event in person, there will be live streaming available. But once you make it to California, this entire conference package is only $50. That is an amazing opportunity. www.sistergiant.com for more information on that. And once again, we thank all of the people who participated in today's show, whether you were listening or you called in. That would be Lisa Marshall from Results International, or actually Results National here in the United States, but it is an international organization. Betty Appleby, Results Detroit. Of course, our fabulous host, Mary Singer Albertson, who is also with Results here in Detroit. And, of course, the venerable Congressman John Conyers from Detroit. We thank everybody for being a part of the show today and remind you to catch us in archive, if you can't catch us live, at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com.